morir, me encontré. Memorized. MashaAllah, those are Hafiz, they already memorized. He read it millions of times. Ati'u Allah, wa ati'u Rasoola, wa uli al-amri, anything come on. Obey Allah. Obey Prophet, and obey those who are on authority. Official people. Now some people, ulama, they say is scholars. Obey those scholars. Scholars means those who shows you your religion. But every word of Holy Quran carry not one meaning, carry infinite number of meanings. Allah's words never end. Allah described that in Surah Al-Kahf. Allah's words never end. If the oceans were ink, if the trees were pen and writing, never ends. The ink finished, the pen will be broken, finished, and Allah's words still. If you think, it's little bit, you think about it, it's beyond your mind. If trees were ink, were pen, how Canada alone produce a year millions and millions of cubic tons of timber? What about Africa? Indonesia and Malaysia, forget, leave Canada and Africa. Indonesia and Malaysia, not millions, billions, because it's always raining, always coming up. You add them all, mix them, pen? How many pen you can make? No count, cannot count, might be 1 to 1 trillion, or 10 to 1 trillion of zeros. There is no way to count it. And get the whole oceans and make them ink. Think that only. Think about these trees to be pen. And think about every 10 drops of water inside the ink. If there is a pen has ink, how many drops of ink inside it? How many? Look at this. How many here? How many drops in this pen?
30.
30 drops?
15.
50, 100, 100. How many pages it will write? Might be 500 pages, 1,000 pages, Allah, until it finish. Yeah. And this is 100 drops. About the oceans. How many drops? If that were in the oceans, he said, and the trees were pens, Allah's word never ends, and everything ends. Oh. Where is that in Holy Quran? It's in Holy Quran. Allah is speaking about His word. His word is the Holy Quran. It's Kalamullah. Where is that in Quran? People read it from one side to another side. How many pages are Sheikh Osman, Hafiz, Abdul Majid? 500 more pages? That's it? Where is that? Where are these knowledge that Allah mentioned? It's mentioned. But we don't think. We pass by that ayah. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. And he said, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. مِدَادًا means, it's not only ink, but an ink, continuous ink.
midana. Mud, it doesn't end. It's not only ink, but it's a continuous ocean of ink following the words of Allah to write it. فنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي. The whole ocean will end, although it is, he said, it's continuous. It get tired to be continuous, it stop. It doesn't continue, because it has limitation, because it is something that is created, and Allah's words is not, are not created. Quran is not makhluk. Quran is ancient, qadim, qadimiyyu. It's Allah's word. Allah's words cannot be created. So the Nafid al-Bahr, he said, the ocean will finish قبل أن تنفذ كلمات ربي, before Allah's word finish, means he's telling no way to keep writing. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Even if you bring likewise, like that ocean, oceans never end, you bring them another time, they will finish and Allah's words never end. See, where are they? The Kalamullah is in Holy Quran. Is that? Where is that? When ulama today, they say there is no this, there is no this, there is no this. How they know? Not ulama, these self-styled ulama here. They are here, in the, everywhere. When they say, oh, there is no more. Where you brought it from? Where you brought it from? If your ulam reach to this roof, there are other people, their ulam reach to these skyscrapers. Don't evaluate your ilm to those whom Allah gave them higher than you. وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knower, there is a knower. Above every knowledge, there is one sitting there. وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every ilm, there is one sitting له. وفوق كل ذي مقام مقيم. This is not good. Above every مقام, there is someone sitting. This is on the same. On the same
analogy.
Yeah. So don't. Allah said, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا. Say that if the ocean were ink and continuously following Allah's word, never, Allah's words never end. Means Allah's words in the heart of those whom Allah wants them to know, they have knowledge that no one can know. He specified. He gave this one this, he gave that one this, and all of them, وَكُلُّ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مُلْتَمِسُ. And all of them are getting from Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. You cannot say that, as they say today, I feel shy to say it, but that's what they are saying. That Prophet can't give message and what? But he's a man like us, we are also, we know everything. What you know? You know nothing. Yeah. That's why we Muslims, as I said today in the Jum'ah, they don't understand. We our mind only takes understand what is what we can see, the shell. We cannot go inside the this shell to eat the fruit. We are not seeing the fruit. We take everything from outside. Oh, outside is this. Then we have to follow. We are blind Why we are blind?
Then now they say, oh, he is saying we are blind. No, we are not. Of course we are blind. If we are not blind, why we are losing? Tell them there in your mosque. Why we are losing? Tell them in the other mosque, the big Santa Clara mosque. Why we are losing? They are speaking on this, on the members, and everyone saying something. Oh, and it's simple. Are we on haq or batil? No?
What should we do? We are on haq.
Kareem. We are on haq or batil?
We are on haq.
Why we are losing? If we are on haq, why Muslim? Allah with Muslim, with haq or with batil? Is with haq. Means we are not really on haq. Or we will not lose. Why we are losing? Because there is no submission. We are not submitting to Allah's will. And I gave the example of Abraha today. Abraha, you know Abraha? How do you know him?
What do you say?
She didn't get
it. No, I didn't. But I heard from you.
Abraha, he left in the time of Najashi. He left Habasha, Abyssinia, and he went to Yemen. And in Yemen, he was hearing that there is in Mecca, there is people go for pilgrimage for a house called House of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where there is people worshipping idols. So he gets jealous. Well, I am the strongest one in that area, in the Arab area, Arab Peninsula. He built a huge church, temple, full of gold. Ceiling gold, floor gold, everything. This is his story in the Sirah. And he wanted people to come and make pilgrimage to his place. People are not coming. They're still going there, which is very simple. And people preferring to go for the simple place and do their pilgrimage to that simple place. And he has this huge... Please come forward. And he has this huge church or temple, and no one is coming and praying there or whatever, worshipping. So he got jealous. He said, who is that small square building to my temple is nothing. They go there, they don't come to me. I'm going to teach them a lesson. What he did, he prepared a huge army, Abraham. And what? And Allah, what he called it? Surat what?
Lilat al-Quraysh.
Surat al-Fil. He called it Surat al-Fil. He didn't call it... He didn't call it other except Fil. What is the significance of the field?
The elephant.
I know elephant. Feel elephant. Significance. the significance of an elephant is to show something huge. Means something well equipped. That cannot be conquered. Huge power. That's why Allah called it Surah Al-Fil. To attract. But we read Quran, we don't look into the meanings. How many people read that surah
passing through it like that. Ask the Hafaz how many times they read it. But where are the Ibra, the example, to take out of it? No Ibra. No. Any benefit we are taking, because we are reading the Holy Quran as we are reading a history book. Don't tell me no. People are reading from me and everyone. We read the Holy Quran like Allah, finish. And if they want to understand the meaning, they look into this commentary that they are in different language made by these I said tonight I want to keep my mouth shut. Somewhere they make all these commentary. These Wahhabis, I will have to say one more. They look. Don't change. This is what you have to understand from Holy Quran. No more. The rest is for us, not for you. So, from Surah Al-Fil, Allah wants to show us an Ibrah, example, and we don't take example. So he said, why these people are visiting, might be 30 feet by 30 feet. Big room. I have a big church, a big temple. No one is coming. I will go and teach them a lesson. So he sent his whole army to where? To Mecca. Are we on haq or batil? We are on haq.
Yes, trying.
He sent the whole army that was he was able to bring from everywhere to collect that army, Murtazaka. These people that you give them money to go fight.
Mercenaries.
Buying them with money, sending them to... Sending them to fight. The huge army with these elephants. This, they say in Tafsir al-Suyuti, not al-Jalalay, but the big one. 12 volumes. Every volume is 1,000 pages. Said that these are Indians' elephants. Huge. This is the hugest in the world, the biggest in the world. These elephants. And they are white. Did you see white elephants?
No.
They are described as white elephants. He brought them in front of the army. He wants to show how much that army was equipped. Okay, who can stand in front of that army? Mind-wise, no one can stand. So the people of Mecca came to grandfather of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They said, "Let us demonstrate." Sent flyers to all mosques around the country. Demonstrate in San Francisco, demonstrate in Washington, protest here, protest there. Protest to who? You are the people that believe in Wahhabi tradition, and Wahhabi sect say, don't ask except Allah. Protest to whom? Protesting to Allah? They are doing against their belief. Islam?
That's right.
Protest to who? You are asking people like you. When you say don't ask, don't know intercession, no wasila, no shafa'ah, nothing. Go directly. Why are you are going to people there? For what? Raising flags everywhere. For what? So they said to
Abdul Muttalib, grandfather of Prophet, are you going to demonstrate or not? He said, no. We are going to do flyers? He said, no. He said, you are going to form a non-profit organization? No election, no democracy, nothing? Put ourselves there and speak on behalf of the Muslim? He said, no. He said, no, 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 no way. We cannot do that. Why? We are the most intellectual people in Mecca at that time. We cannot do that. They are the most intellectual people here in this country. They cannot. They are trying to do that. Let us send flyers everywhere. And if they don't listen to us, we will speak more until they listen. Grandfather of Prophet said, no, for what? Inna lilbayti rabbun yahmi. He said, that's his famous saying. For the house, there is a creator that will protect it. I'm not that one. We are not. We are on haq. That one coming against us is on battle. Battle cannot win on haq. Haq win on battle. So why we are going to disturb ourselves? For what? He said, no, no, no. We have to form immediately now a non-profit form, or what's you call it? Non-profit or organization or movement or church or whatever or mosque, C2O3, what's that?
503C.
And begin to collect money. Collect money. Put in our pockets half. Give little bit on flyers half. Send some books half. Whatever. And criticize everyone. And criticize only the other people. And then they go and take pictures with the president and go to Arab countries and tell the Arab countries, look, president is listening to us. We are lobbying for Muslims. Give millions. They gave $8 million to one organization. They bought a building now in Washington, $8 million. I'm not going to name names. I'm keeping my mouth shut tonight. I'd like to hear more on that. Politics or the other side, or mixed.
The marriage.
The marriage.
The politics.
I think you was on the right point, so continue with the prophets.
I'm continuing, but we have to give a little bit of the other meaning, other dimension, or you lose the sense of sweetness of it. So don't worry, this is going to be on the internet. So what happened? He didn't collect money. He didn't make flyer. He didn't make demonstrations. Because he knows he cannot change anything. Allah can change. Islam cannot change without Allah's permission. Muslims cannot change the message. Inna al-Dina inda Allahi al-Islam. Religion to Allah is Islam. So Islam, whatever it says, you follow. That's our aqidah. Not our aqidah. Al-fitnatu na'imatun la'ana Allahu man aykadaha. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fitna is dormant. Allah curse who will wake up the fitna, the confusion. So they came to him and they said, what we have to do? He said, leave it. I will take care of him. So Abraha came with that huge army. Want to attack. And he said to the grandfather of Prophet, where is your combatant? You don't want to fight me? He said, for what? I'm going to fight you. Allah is going to fight you. The creator of that house will fight you. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not responsible except on my camels. I am responsible for my camels and my cows and my sheep. So give me my camels. Give me my cows that you confiscated. That is mine. That is not mine. That's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I come here to pray. You want to come? Let me see you are clever. Let me see you come against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator. He didn't say Allah, but I'm saying, because he said to the Creator of the house, to the owner of the house. He pushed the elephant. Elephant went in front of on their knees, not moving. They pushed their tanks. They pushed their ships. They pushed everything. Ship never moved. Tanks never moved. Because the elephant never moved. Why the elephant never moved? Because those people, they were believing in that house. That is the house of Allah, and Allah will take care of it. Because they believed that the Creator will take care of our problems. If we really, as Muslim, submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are on haqq. And we are losing. It means we are not really on the right way of haqq. Islam is haqq. But Muslims are not perfecting their haqq, their just, to follow the just way. If we are following the right way, no one can come against us. And I was explaining the hadith today of Prophet ﷺ, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for three things. I explained that last time. Mm-hmm. He said, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not to destroy the Muslims by flood. He said, okay, I am giving you that. I will not destroy them as a whole. By flood or by earthquake or by enemy. No one can destroy Muslim as a whole. Then he said the last thing, Ya Rabbi, let them not to destroy themselves by fighting each other. He said, no. That's a mahalifal. This is no. My will is they are going to divide between each other and they're going to have to fight with each other. So if we are going to fight with each other, we are not on haqq. Who is on haqq? Everyone will say, I'm on haqq. We are on battle. And we are not really following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So what happened, Sheikh? Is he said to him, no, this is not mine. It's Allah's. Go fight. So they pushed the elephants. The elephants went into their knees. They didn't move. So what they have to do now? They have to come to destroy Kaaba. فَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. Allah sent on them birds. Different, the explanation is a different kind of birds. But these birds coming, from where they came? Suddenly they came. They filled the horizon, these birds. Why Allah sent birds? Allah wants to tell us. As Allah said in Holy Quran, when Prophet ﷺ came, sent him as a messenger. Prophet he taught us, he explained to us only the Sharia aspect. He never opened the scientific aspect of Holy Quran. He left it till the end. They will find it at the end. They will learn it from the Holy Quran and Hadith. I'm leaving it to them. That's why Allah said, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. We are going to show them our signs in the horizon. They said, in the horizon, we are going to show them our signs in the future tense. سَنُرِيهِمْ. We are going to show them in the future. Means those who are coming later are going to learn what Quran brought 1400 years ago. So what he said? He sent what? Birds. And what they were carrying? تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّنْ سِجِّلٍ. Carrying stones, throwing on that. Every bird carrying three stones. One in his back, pinky, and two, this
big,
claws. And why he said birds? To tell us, in the future there will be something carrying bombs. What they call it, smart bomb. So, and these planes cannot carry too many smart bombs. Smart bombs are few, they are heavy. How many smart bomb can a plane carry? Two, three?
Yeah,
must be like that, not more. So he's showing them, look, I said it 1400 years ago in Holy Quran. You want to teach me Islam? I am your Lord. Submit to me. I protect you. You are worried? Say La ilaha illallah truly in your heart, not on your tongues. I will protect you, no one can touch you. Everyone coming against Muslims. For what? What we did wrong? Nothing. This is our belief. But it's not true. If we did not do something wrong, Allah would have supported us. Let the Muslim check what they are doing. When they go to their masajid and stand on the minbar, that is minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not their own minbar. It's not for a minbar that person come with a jeans and give a talk from that place. He must be fully on sunnah. He must be fully representing, imitating the Islamic way. Standing with all respect and sincerity and piety. Not finding except young speaker. Where are these sincere people 60, 70 years of age that they know that they have asked Allah forgiveness hundreds of times because they are approaching death? They are bringing those who have no even sincerity in their hearts, standing up and giving a political talk and going. I added politics because it is our sickness today. That is what is making all our confusions between the Muslim Ummah. This Hubbur Riyas, the love of presidency, to be famous, to be known, to make something and say, I did that. Never Prophet said, I did that. Allah, Allah. So what happened? So they were carrying these birds according to the tafsir of all tafsir. And between them, tafsir al-Suyuti, al-Durr al-Mansur. And there is also the other tafsir al-Razi, and Ruh al-Ma'ani, and Ruh al-Bayan, many other tafsir in Kathir. He said that on every stone, it was written, the name of the father, the name of the mother, of that person that the stone is going to hit. That stone will not hit any other person except that person that his name is written there. That is a smart bomb. It's smarter than today.
Genius.
Yeah? Today they are hitting each other by mistake. These birds never made mistakes. And he said, when I am remembering and reading that tafsir, it makes really sense now today. Why Allah wrote the name of that person on that stone? And from where it was brought? Because that stone, when it was thrown, in Tafsir Suyuti, it says that it was making a red color. When it was going, there was no bullets in that time to say in the tafsir that it has a color, it's showing a color. There was no bullet. How do you know this will make? Now, if you shoot at night, you can see the bullet with its color. Isn't that? Say, no, how Quran knew? That's what we need today from ulama who are going, sitting, standing up on minbar and speaking. To make people to be falling in love with Quran, falling in love with Hadith, falling in love with Islam. Not making everything politics. And people listen to the Jum'ah, run away. And even some of them, they come only for the 2 rak'ats. They don't want to come for the khutbah. I have to finish. So it said that from the speed of that rock pebble that was the bird was throwing it, it was spinning. Even he said in the tafsir that the pebble was spinning. How can spin? Tarmihim bi hijaratin. This message, this fire response. And he said what? فَجَعَلَهُمْ عَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. Read that, what is the meaning in Arabic? فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. He made them disintegrated, eaten. A neutron bombs was discovered in Holy Quran before 1400 years ago. That it kills people, it keeps the building. It killed the people, it kept the Kaaba. The Kaaba is not destroyed. And the people, it didn't kill them, it ate them. They are gone. Disintegrated. Completely gone. That's why he said, Ka'asfim, ma'kul, like the leaves or the bushes in the when it falls, later it's slowly, it is gone. He made them like that. These stones made them like that. And every stone, it hit on the person that his name is written on. It's smarter than today. Today, bomb that comes on certain area, it's guided, but it comes on certain area, it kills many people. But this one kills that person alone. It doesn't kill him, it eats him also. It's not like Dracula only take the blood, suck the blood. It's different. Oh, did they make another movie more? Human being or not yet? Not yet.
Zombie.
فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. Who made them completely disintegrated. Why? Because he submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The grandfather of Prophet said, Ya Rabbi, walak, no fire. This is your home. And we have to say, Ya Rabbi, this is Islam. This is your religion. Do it. You want to keep it? You keep it. This is you. It's not ours. And Ya Rabbi, we are coming to you. And if really Muslims with pure hearts come to their Lord, you will never see any problem on the whole Ummah. They will be living in peace and happiness. That's why Sayyidina Isa is coming. All the ahadiths mentioned that. Mm-hmm. When too much ignorance, when too much killing, when too much confusion, Sayyidina Isa comes, Sayyidina Mahdi comes. Mahdi is not for Shia. Shia say that of Mahdi. But what Prophet ﷺ mentioned in his ahadith, according to Ahl Sunnah or Jama'ah, a lot of ahadith about Mahdi alayhi salam. And look at the world today, you will find all kind of miseries on Muslims. No one else. Allah, we have to accept and say, Ya Rabbi, if it is a cleansing process on us, Alhamdulillah, we are happy that you are clean. And if this is a punishment, we have to ask your forgiveness. Forgive us and take that punishment away. May Allah forgive us. May Allah protect us. May Allah bless us. Bless the whole Muslim Ummah and bring them together under one guidance of Islam and guidance of Sayyidina Muhammad.